Question. No, it's okay. I'm not sure.
When you eat something, you guys all eat, right? When you eat something, can you separate it from yourself? Imagine, Kida, your favorite food, you eat it. Can you actually, after you eat it, can you separate it from yourself? No, right? You can't separate it from yourself. Well, I guess that's how our body works. I don't know. I don't know why, right? It's wisdom that I don't understand. But when we eat something, we can't separate it from ourselves, right? So now, when we speak about the Eucharist, and Christ saying, "This is my body, he who eats my body and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." This is how much God loves us, and he doesn't want us to separate from him. This is how much he wants to love us, each one of us, and doesn't want us to separate from him. That's how much he loves us. When someone says, "Well, what I see here, what I taste is bread, and what I taste is wine," I tell him, "Yes." Just the same way as when people saw Jesus, they saw human. Right? They saw human. So I could argue, if one does not believe that this is the body of Christ, might not have believed that this is the Son of God who's standing in front of him. Right? So what do we believe about what we receive in communion? Is it the true body? This is a question, by the way. Yes? Is it the true body and the true blood of Jesus Christ? Right? We say, "Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe," and confess to the last breath that this is the life-giving flesh. This is the life-giving flesh. Now the question is, when I receive this body, when I receive this heavenly food, right? The bread that comes down from heaven, does this mean I have to be ready for it? Or can I just eat it as any common thing? We shouldn't eat it as any common thing, right? We eat it, we receive it with reverence, right? The priest is the one that gives the body and the blood. We receive it with reverence, right? But we also live like he wants us to live. Yeah. What comes out of the heart affects you, right? It's not what goes in, it's what comes out of the heart. You're right. Right? Is that what you wanted to say? We can talk more after. I think I've discovered my new favorite person. Right. So, we learn from this, what we receive in the Eucharist, we can't separate from us. And Christ, that's what he wants. That's his ultimate goal, is to unite with us and be one with us. Right? So now the last question I'm going to ask you. If I'm uniting with God today, which is a very, very joyful thing, it's a very beautiful thing, after you receive him, right? Try to go inside your heart, Kida, and ponder this mystery that he is inside of you. But then I ask you a question. Next week, will we have the Eucharist again? The question is why? If I receive him today, next week I receive him again, why? Because the world is that distracting. The world, within a few hours of the Eucharist, is able to take us away, take our minds away from the heavenly things. Right? So this is Christ's way, this is God's way to unite with us under time. Under time, there is repentance. We have time to repent, right? So when we receive Him, and we go back and we forget about God, we do whatever we want, and like, we maybe love others, maybe don't love others, we come back to Him and receive Him again. Make sense? All right? So all I want you to do today is to ponder this idea of Him wanting to unite with you. He wants to be inside of you and never leave you. That's what He wants. That's what He desires. That's His will. And that's why He gave us the body, His body and His blood. Okay? So prepare yourself in prayer and receive Him and rejoice today, because today is a beautiful day that we are receiving the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God forever.
Creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of all the glory. Who for us men and for salvation came down on heaven and was incarnate, O Holy Spirit, and vision, wherein He came in, and He was crucified for us from the Pontius Pilate, suffered in His very name.
Fiam rossum si est optite.